So today I'm going to be talking about looking at the effects of generational status, ethnicity, and DSM-IV mental disorders on physician inquiries on mental health among Asian Americans. I have nothing to disclose. Actually, I also like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Peter Ho, Tajia Chen, and Dr. Nolan Zane, for their contributions. Okay. So I'm sure this slide is probably very familiar to many of you in terms of the points made here. The first one being that ethnic minorities in general, and Asian Americans in particular, are known to underutilize mental health services. And there are various factors that affect why this occurs, and including, for example, stigma, shame, loss of faith, cultural aspects or factors that were probably very all familiar with. And we also know that the Asian Americans' willingness to seek mental health treatment is influenced by various factors. For instance, generational status. So those for who are successive generations are more likely to access mental health services. And we know that physician time restrictions often prevent inquiry about a patient's mental health, particularly in the type of setting that we have here in the United States, where with the MCOs or HMOs, and how each physician have a real timetable, a real restriction on the amount of time they can spend on each patient. Of course, that affects many other things, but it certainly affects the likelihood of whether or not a physician will actually inquire about the status or mental health status of a patient. We do know that it's very important for a physician to inquire about mental health. So if, for example, if there is a presence of mental health disorder or mental health distress, that proper diagnosis is actually made, because we know there are effective treatments for mental health, both pharmacotherapy and psychotherapy, that are available and that can improve one's health if they do have a mental health disorder. And if you don't receive mental appropriate care, then it can result in adverse outcomes such as poor quality of life and so forth. So studies investigating the roles of generational status, ethnicity, and the presence of DSM-IV mental disorders among Asian Americans on and looking at whether provider inquiries actually occur are limited or non-existent to our knowledge. Okay. So this was our research objective. And similar to the previous speaker, we utilized data from the National Latino and Asian American Study and restricted our analysis to Asian Americans. Our analysis focused on just 1,853 respondents, about 10% or 12% less than the overall sample, because not everyone had seen a physician in the past 12 months or past year. So the respondents were asked, in the past 12 months, did a medical doctor ask you about your emotions, nerves, or mental health? And therefore, this was our study outcome, and it was dichotomized to yes or no, whether or not provider inquiry of mental health occurred. Our main independent variables included generational status, and this is categorized to first generation, so those Asian Americans who were born outside the U.S., second generation Asian Americans who were born in the U.S. but who had one parent who was born, at least one parent was born outside, third generation or later, both the respondent and their both parents were born outside the U.S. Or in the U.S. And ethnicity included Chinese, Filipino, Vietnamese, and other Asian Americans. And any DSM-IV diagnosis was in the past year was also dichotomized to yes or no. Okay, so first we wanted to describe the sample characteristics of Asian Americans in our study. About 13% had a DSM-IV disorder. In terms of generational status, three quarters were first generation, 15% second generation, and about 1 in 10 were third or later generation. In terms of ethnic background, 13% reported being Vietnamese, 28% Chinese, 22% Filipino, and 37% Asian Americans. A little bit more than half were female, and the mean age was about 42 years. 7 in 10 were married, 22% never married, and 8% other. Majority of the respondents had either public or private insurance, and about 16% lived in poverty. And I noticed that this morning that I didn't have a bullet here to also say that about 11.2% overall reported that they their physician did inquire about their mental health, so about a little bit more than 1 in 10. So this is the first slide of our results, and I just went straight into the multivariate analysis due to time restrictions. You can see here the provider inquiry of mental health by generational status, and we used first generation as our reference group. We didn't find any significant difference among second generation compared to first generation. However, multivariate analysis showed that those who were third generation or later were significantly more likely to report their providers inquired about their mental health compared to first generation Asian Americans. Okay. And so this slide looks into the provider inquiry of mental health by ethnicity. And we use Vietnamese as ethnicity as our reference group. We found that for both Chinese and other Asian Americans, there were significantly, among those without a DSM-IV disorder, Chinese and other Asian Americans were significantly more likely to report that the providers inquired about their mental health compared to Vietnamese. And there was no significant difference looking at Filipino compared to Vietnamese. So when we looked at this is the main effects of the provider inquiry mental health by DSM-IV disorder. So using no DSM-IV as our reference group or the presence of DSM-IV disorders, it's intuitive that and it's not surprising that those with any DSM-IV disorder were significantly more likely to report that their physicians inquired about their mental health. Now, this is when it gets interesting when we look at the interactive effects between ethnicity and DSM-IV. And you can see here that this is taking the mean age of the sample, about age 40, and using female as our example with all average covariates in here. So this bar chart shows just the average covariates. And so you can see here that for a female sample, the average covariate, the presence or absence of DSM-IV, there was a large influence on providers inquiring about mental health status among Vietnamese, but a significantly smaller impact among Chinese. And then with Filipino and other Asian Americans, there was no significant difference. So here, in the take-home message is that DSM-IV matters more so for Vietnamese than for Chinese in terms of whether or not their physician will actually inquire about their mental health. So in summary, Asian Americans with U.S.-born parents had odds twice as great than Asian Americans born outside the U.S. to report that their doctors inquired about their mental health. And in addition, among those with a DSM-IV disorder, Chinese were significantly less likely to report that their providers inquired about their mental health compared to Vietnamese. Some strengths and limitations. We obviously had a very nice sample size of Asian Americans, thanks to NLIS. And it addresses an extremely understudied area of research among Asian Americans. And we also controlled for social desirability bias. Some limitations in terms of cause and effect, it is possible that certain Asian Americans with mental disorders are seeking out care and or selecting those physicians who are actually likely to inquire more about their mental health. So that we are uncertain what came what happened first. Some conclusions or recommendations. Medical doctors are more likely to ask Asian American patients about their mental health if the patients have U.S. born parents, with the likelihood of an inquiry increasing if the patient had any past year DSM-4 disorder, particularly among Vietnamese. But this finding was least likely if they are Chinese with any past year DSM-4 disorder. And so the reason for this obviously requires further exploration. Some possibilities are looking into the racial language concordance, maybe perhaps in the Vietnamese community, because compared to Chinese, there are different dialects, and so that could be happening there. And then we also, as mentioned earlier, know that positive mental health is integral to one's overall health and well-being. And inquiring about a patient's mental health should be a recommended practice for all medical doctors, regardless of the presence of any mental health DSM disorder. And in fact, we know, for instance, that the definition of health, according to the World Health Organization, includes the state of not just physical health, but also mental health. And so this should be a widely practiced thing in the medical office, in the between the patient and physician. And we also know the program should also target recent immigrants, and in this case, Chinese individuals with mental health needs. I also wanted to mention that something I learned yesterday when I attended the mental health section was, according to the National Healthcare Disparities Report, in the 2008 Disparities Report, only about 30% of those with a DSM-4 disorder are actually receiving minimally adequate treatment. So in the first point I would have to say is that everybody should, all physicians or all providers should inquire about a person's mental health status during their annual checkup, for instance. And, well, even if they're maybe possibly diagnosed with a mental health disorder, that doesn't necessarily equate to the fact that they are actually receiving adequate treatment. So it's really important. This is a really important area of study, and of course I'm preaching to the choir here, but that still needed to be said. And I want to thank you, and feel free to contact me. And I want to thank the University of Hawaii Manoa. I was faculty there for 2 years, where they supported this research.